Okay, Colorado coach Mike McIntyre has joined us, and the Buffaloes are hosting, playing Colorado State on Sunday, and we'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
To ask a question, press star 1. Again, to ask a question, press star 1. Your first question comes from Ted Miller, ESPN.com.
Mike, tell us about Connor Wood this preseason camp. Did he rise to the occasion and win the job by distancing himself from the other guys?
Connor Wood had a really good fall. Left off where he did and started off where he finished in the spring, the last 8 practices or so in the spring. I thought he really did well. And then I think that Cepho, our freshman quarterback, had a really good fall also. But Connor is ready to go, and we're looking forward to him leading our team.
So last year, losing to Colorado State to open the season really kind of, it seemed like it just kind of just took away the breath from the Buffaloes last year. How much has that been talked about in terms of not allowing one game to kind of write your season if things don't go your way?
All right. Well, Colorado State's a good football team. Have a great football staff and a heck of a head coach. And, you know, it's a big rival game, so there's a lot of emotion involved in it. So I think it makes it different than a lot of opening games when you're playing your in-state rival and a neutral site with half the stadium one team and half the stadium the other. It's a little different. So I think that puts a little bit added emotional context to it.
Your next question comes from Kevin Dana, Pac-12.com.
Coach, just a little more on Connor Wood. There was a lot about him over the spring and fall, really commanding the offense. Just kind of what specifically did you like in his command of the offense, and what kind of was the reason for him getting the starting job, or what did you see from that?
Well, first of all, he's big, he's athletic, he can run, he has a strong arm, he can flick it 60 yards just flicking it. You know, he's a talented athlete. That would be first and foremost. Second of all, he really started capturing the essence of our offense and understanding where to go with the ball and understanding our run game. And I felt like that he just kept improving. And he was also elected team captain by his peers. So there was a lot of things that went into it just besides the football. But the football side of it, he's done really, really, really well.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1. Your next question comes from Yogi Roth, Pac-12 Network.
Coach, when you look at Connor, where is he in his development compared to, say, David Fales when you had him his first year?
Well, that's very hard to say because David, you know, we saw both of them, we got to see him play the season. You know, David going into the season last year, had never played in a major college football game and ended up breaking every school record there was and being first team, you know, all conference. I think that Connor is playing a little bit of a college football game, but not much. So I think the telltale sign to compare the two would be the season.
Thanks.
Your next question comes from Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Mike, on Leofau, is he fairly entrenched as the number 2 guy right now, or what's that depth?
Yeah, Cepho is the number 2 guy right now. Cepho had a very good fall, and I'm expecting a lot out of Cepho in the future. And so he's our best guy behind Connor. So if something goes, if Connor gets hurt or something goes awry, I won't hesitate a second to get Cepho in the football game. I think his future is very bright.
And on a general level, having been through a camp now, what's your sense as to what you inherited there?
Well, I think we've got a lot of young men that are very hungry to be successful. I think we've got some good athletes. As a coaching staff, we've got to make sure we put them in the right position on defense and the right position on offense to get the ball and do that type of thing. And for us to be successful, and I think we have a chance to be successful for sure, and just got to go do it.
And I know you had some flux on the offensive line, at least coming into camp. Has that settled out?
Yeah, we feel like we have 8 guys that can really play on the offensive line, and they've got a lot of repetitions, and you know, some of them is a little new too, so there'll be a few learning curves as it goes, but I don't think there'll be anything to just set us back at all with those young men, because I think they're athletic enough and big enough and had enough reps here now and practice and everything they're doing to help us be successful offensively.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from Christian Capel, the Spokesman Review.
I was just going to ask about Leah Fowl, but it's been covered, so I'm good. Thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1.
Any further questions for Coach?
There are no questions at this time.
All right, perfect. Mike, thanks for your time this morning. Good luck this weekend.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.